I'm Kathleen Kajioka. This is Sunday Night at the TSO. As we've mentioned, the TSO is currently celebrating its centennial, and this is going to be a monumental season full of thrilling moments. Nobody knows that more than Gustavo Gimeno, music director of the TSO.
Gustavo Gimeno, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO. It's great to see you.
Yeah, thank you. A pleasure to be here, to see you again.
The season that you have planned is so rich with highlights, too many to get into right now. But let's start at the very beginning. In designing the season, you stated a goal of deepening the sense of community between the performer and the listener. And tell us about that.
I think it's important that the people, that the community feel we are there, that we are opening our doors, that we are eager and looking forward to meet and to share. I don't usually take things for granted in life, but you realize when you get used to certain things like having an audience, you don't think about it. I think taking for granted is a big concept. I wouldn't say we did that, but we got used to it. Oh, definitely we value it now more than ever.
Absolutely. Well, in designing this season, there's a certain amount of looking back at the TSO's history, of course, including a visit to its original home at Massey Hall and repertoire landmarks, including a recording that you're going to be making in May. Tell us about that.
Indeed, one doesn't want to only think about the past, but I think the past is good to reflect, also because I am myself also romantic in the sense of looking back and to see the photos of the TSO and predecessors, what has been done, what has been programmed, important key moments in the history. But definitely it's not only about that. It's mainly about reflecting about the past and looking at the future, looking to the future. Also with a recording, revisit repertoire, which has been important in the history of the orchestra. So indeed, this is a challenging project and much looking forward to that.
The Spotlight Artist feature is one that you introduced this season. It continues with two artists next season, Chinese pianist Yuzhou Wang and French and Canadian cellist Jean-Guyen Cuera. What is it about these two musicians that draws you to them?
Well, Yuzhou Wang, we all know about her, and she has also a relation with the TSO. And we know what a wonderful pianist she is, prominent. She's also premiering this piano concerto by Magnus Lindberg, the third piano concerto, which will be premiered, if I'm not mistaken, world premiere in San Francisco, maybe 1 week prior to our Canadian premiere. And as we know, we love new compositions. That's also part of the history of the TSO. But I worked with Jean-Guyen Cuera a couple of years ago, and I discovered not only a great musician, one of the musicians I admire the most, who feels equally at home performing old music and new music. And indeed, in one of the concerts he's doing Schumann, the most beautiful Schumann concerto I ever heard played by him, but also doing Ligeti. He recorded also. He worked with Ligeti on his concerto, but he's Canadian, half Canadian, and he has never played with the TSO. I thought, you know, not only I really admire him, but on top of it, the audiences in Toronto don't know, also the TSO, they must know each other. We can't go farther without getting Jean-Guyen to perform. To get Yuzhou back to Toronto, I know she knows the city and the orchestra and she loves it, but to introduce new artists is also very exciting for me, to be honest.
And with the return of travel, you're taking the TSO on tour.
Yeah, it's exciting. As I have always said, I mean, all, you know, different aspects of our activities are going to enhance each other. And definitely the most important is serving our people and our audiences and our patrons, but also part of making our own audience proud of who we are is representing Toronto and Ontario and Canadian culture also elsewhere. And touring plays a nice role also for us. It helps you developing certain standards which come when you play a number of concerts with the same repertoire, traveling, not only what happens on stage, but also sharing so much time together, sharing conversations, a coffee before taking the bus or the plane, or just celebrating together after a concert. This plays definitely something unique in our individual personalities, also brings us together as collective, but I also think that makes our audience more aware of who we are, not only in Toronto, but who we are outside. And I think we are ambassadors also of Canadian culture, and it's wonderful.
That was TSO Music Director Gustavo Jimeno. It all sounds extremely exciting. And remember, you can get your tickets and keep up to date with everything happening by visiting tso.ca.